This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
CuriosityStream unearths new facts and surprising revelations in the world premiere documentary Pompeii Disaster Street, leveraging new technologies and science to recreate the final hours of those who perished in the aftermath of the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD, destroying Pompeii, once known as the crown jewel of the Roman Empire. The result, a new understanding of this infamous day in human history. Steve Burns is executive producer of Pompeii Disaster Street, and he's our guest on This Week in America. A new DNA science is enhancing our understanding of history. We talk about it next on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It was once known as the crown jewel of the Roman Empire. The city of Pompeii destroyed in 76 AD when Mount Vesuvius erupted, covering the city in volcanic ash. Now, CuriosityStream will televise the first large-scale excavation of Pompeii. In the world premiere documentary Pompeii Disaster Street, which recreates the final hours of those who died in the eruption's aftermath, unearthing new facts and surprising revelations. Executive producer of Pompeii Disaster Street is Steve Burns, whose career in documentary filmmaking spans more than 25 years, multiple industry awards, including two Emmys for 5 years on Mars and Spirit of the Rainforest. His team's been nominated for two Academy Awards. Former executive producer for WNET New York's long-running PBS series, Secrets of the Dead, Pompeii Disaster Street, now available for streaming at CuriosityStream.com, and executive producer Steve Burns with us on This Week in America. Steve, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick.
This is a landmark television event. We're literally looking over the shoulders of the archaeologists. We're there with them. How challenging was it to create this fascinating documentary?
Well, I think you're exactly right that we were looking over the shoulders of the archaeologists for 100 days, over a year and a half. We were there as they made these incredible discoveries, one after another. And, they found frescoes on the walls, freshly painted looking frescoes, mosaics on the floors. But the things that really caught me emotionally were things they would find kitchen items. So you'd see spatulas and things that we have in our own kitchen, and you'd see tradesmen's little tweezers or weight scales that they would use, and tweezers they would use to weigh things. They had wine amphora and pottery, et cetera. But it was pretty incredible. But sadly, being over the shoulder, you see everything. And during the course of the excavation, of course, they found several skeletons of people that didn't escape the eruption
yes.
of the, Mount Vesuvius.
You know, it's fascinating because for most of us, we remember what happened reading it in a history book. And a lot of people there, you had the eruption, you had people die. Now when we watch this, we're really seeing a human side of this tragedy. It sort of takes your breath away as you're watching, and even picking up household items like you talk about. There's a story behind that, and suddenly all of this is racing through your mind, and it's like, these are people just like we are.
Exactly, and when you watch this film, you'll get the sense, the same emotion that I think that all the archaeologists who were doing the excavation had. You get a sense for these people. You can, by what they find, you can see they were walking down the streets, going about their everyday business, and they ultimately, sadly, this volcano started shooting huge plumes into the air and dropping rocks on this resort town. So about midday, they start, the volcano was dropping pumice stones one after another, people hitting people in the streets and banging on tile roofs. Eventually, some people escaped, but some people waited too late and they couldn't get out, so they were seeking refuge in their homes. So we were able to tell all their stories. The archaeologists would find evidence, and then they would speculate, and then at the end of our production, we did beautiful reenactments based on their conclusions.
Yes.
And we put them right there in the film, just as they were speculating. We could see it come to life. And you're right, you really do feel for these people because you see them based on evidence. You see what happened to them.
Executive producer Steve Burns is with us of Pompeii Disaster Street, now available for streaming at curiositystream.com. We feel close because of what you did with your crew, the filmmakers, in putting this together. Talk about the painstaking steps that you took to recreate society's environment, because you literally take us back to 76 AD.
Yes. Well, first of all, when you make a film like this, you're doing lots of research, of course, before you even go in the field. And Pompeii is an archaeological wonder. Everybody knows about it. It was a resort town covered, buried by the eruption. But here's the thing that's totally new. You're right. This is the first excavation in 70 years. And so they went to... They uncovered a whole street and two houses and a bar in a town square. But in the 70 years since that, those previous excavations, they have a whole new toolkit for archaeologists to use. And one of the most impressive was laser scanning. As they were uncovering little bits here and there, every week they would scan the walls of the streets and scan the walls of the homes as they cleared them out. So in a way, this they could rebuild the whole city in CGI because the laser scans had thousands of pictures texture mapped over them. So you suddenly see this 3D city come before your eyes. And it's like Google Maps Street View. You could see the street just as it was. You could see the rooms just as they were. And you know, paintings of homeowners on the walls,
yes.
Mosaics on the floor. It was really emotional. But those new tools are those that gave us this unique view.
This really gives
you
us...
You and I have... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish up that thought.
You and I have seen documentaries where you see reenactments of Pompeii, et cetera.
Yes.
But in this case, it's so unique that the sets were built to the exact dimensions, had the exact paintings on the walls. Everything was based on the evidence gathered by this laser photogrammetry technology. And so when we told the stories that the archaeologists told us, we were able to put people, actors, in the exact locations where these stories unfolded. No, that's what makes it unique.
Well, it is, and because you're able to recreate and the new findings, this really gives us a new understanding of that time period and the disaster, doesn't it?
It sure does, and you know, they lots of things are brand new. They discovered that the date was probably the suspected date was they always thought was in August. But now they know it was in October because of graffiti that was found. You know, these people were in the middle of an election. They found graffiti from political parties for political people on the walls. So I think it's fun to walk down those streets virtually and see how similar their lives were to ours.
You mentioned the fact that you did a lot of research going into this. So you sort of had an idea what to expect. Were there surprises for you as you're there watching the archaeologist at work and suddenly you're realizing this is brand new? I had no idea. Were there surprises that you encountered?
Oh, definitely. As a younger filmmaker, I had actually filmed in Pompeii. So for me to go back, it was quite emotional. And to see them change, you know, come to a new understanding of what the date of the tragic event was, to see them, see the fact that there were repairs going on in the city streets, and all those things were really incredible to see. But what was really the most emotional, and I think people watching this film on Curiosity Stream will definitely have the same emotional wallop that we and the archaeologists had when we were filming, and that is, you see stories of here's one where they're early on, they found a skeleton of a man, and they just assumed that he had leapt from the second floor balcony, and he was found, his skeleton was found with a leather purse and silver coins. But it wasn't until 6 months later they were able to construct the story, because they realized that he was the bar owner. When they uncovered the bar, they realized after 18 hours with the stones and the ash building up four inches an hour, they realized he jumped during a lull in the activity of the volcano.
Yes.
And he jumped, but it wasn't a far jump because the streets by that time were 9 feet high in pumice. The streets were filmed, so he had a short jump. But sadly, they could tell the story, the wave of hot ash and rocks traveling 150 miles an hour or so hit him, and that was the end of his near escape.
You'll see stories like that in the documentary Pompeii Disaster Street, Unearthing the Mysteries of One of the World's Most Famous Historical Sites, world premiere documentary now available for streaming at curiositystream.com. Executive producer Steve Burns has been with us on the program. Steve, fascinating. Thank you for your time. Looking forward to seeing Pompeii Disaster Street. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're gonna take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too.
Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It's the fifth and final season of Tyler Perry's hit drama series, If Loving You Is Wrong, Tuesday, 10 Eastern Pacific on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. The much-anticipated final season promised to be more explosive and sexier than ever, and the series is certainly meeting expectations, following the lives of friends and frenemies that love and live in the same neighborhood. Premiering on OWN in September 2014 to record numbers for the network. Starring in If Loving You Is Wrong is acclaimed actress, singer, dancer, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker Edwina Findlay Dickerson. Starring roles in the HBO hit series The Wire and Tremé, other TV credits Fear the Walking Dead, Chicago Med, Beat, Black Lightning, Shots Fired, and many others. On the big screen, co-starring in the award-winning film Middle of Nowhere, Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart, and the independent film Free Indeed. Edwina is founder of Abundant Life U, a national organization that inspires, prepares, and trains young adults to achieve success in business and life. Edwina Findlay Dickerson, you'll see her as Kelly Isaac, starring in If Loving You Is Wrong, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern Pacific on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network, with us on This Week in America. Edwina, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here to talk about the fifth and final season. Headline I saw the 1st of March said, If Loving You Is Wrong is returning to OWN for an explosive final season. And I'm thinking so far, explosive really pretty well sums it up for the viewers. How about from your standpoint? Is this as much fun for you as it is for us to watch the season unfold?
Oh, my God. It has been a roller coaster of drama, which, of course, even we as the actors just eat it all up. You know, I'm behind the scenes looking at the scripts and reading them. And we're having our own jaw-dropping moments. Like, what? Are you serious? There's been several times I've called Tyler Perry, like, what is happening? You know, like, are we dead? Are we alive? You know, but that's how much he keeps everybody on the edge of their seat, you know. And so this, obviously, the fifth and final season is probably culminating all of the drama. There's been one burning question since our first season about our character, Alex. We've been wondering, who is the father of this child? You know, the child, yes, is a white couple, but the child comes out looking black, and we're like, hey, what is happening here? Who is the daddy?
Yeah.
And so that's just been this mystery throughout the seasons, and I think this season is going to be answered.
You know, sometimes when a series ends, we're still left as viewers with questions. I have a feeling our questions are going to be answered, and it sounds like this is moving very rapidly for the final season, isn't it?
It is moving rapidly, and I will say, you know, I think on par with other series, there will be definitely elements of mystery,
yes,
you know, that you're left with, and sometimes you have to, you know, decide or imagine, where are these characters going to end up, where they're going to go. You know, my character, Kelly, she killed her boyfriend that at the beginning of the series she was so madly in love with, she gave everything up for, and found out that he was dating another woman, you know, and he was planning on marrying her. And so there were all these twists and turns for my character, and now all the way to jail because of this relationship. You know, talk about the title, If Loving You Was Wrong, right? It was absolutely wrong. And now my child is living, you know, with one of our friends, Natalie, you know, one of the other characters, and I'm literally fighting for my life. And, you know, there's one crooked cop, Eddie, who's in the show, and he started out as this grandiose, you know, crazy antithesis of everything good, yes, and noble in the world. And now it seems like he's finally going to get his vengeance, you know, or we're going to get our revenge on him. So it's been exciting, you know, just kind of seeing the arcs and all the things that have happened in these last five seasons.
It's interesting you look back on all of the characters, yours in particular, Kelly, all that Kelly has gone through. What was it in the beginning that really attracted you to this character and working with Tyler Perry on this series?
You know, as far as the character, I mean, she was such a dreamer, you know, and that's one of the things I really loved about her, because I'm a dreamer. So she saw her life in a very specific way. She wanted so much to be married, as many single women do. You know, she had a child and she was, you know, busy trying to be a single mom, but she envisioned having this nuclear family and having a home. And these were her dreams, you know, in the first season. And in true Tyler Perry fashion, you know, those dreams end up exploding, you know, but the journey, right, the journey, you know, has been just really fascinating. And I think, you know, with Tyler Perry and Oprah, it's been an incredible manifestation ride for me personally. Back in 2011, I visited the studio when OWN first opened, and I literally had someone take a picture of me in front of the sign, Oprah Winfrey Network, and I posted it to Facebook that day, and along with the Bible scripture, and it said, wheresoever the sole of your foot shall tread, God will give unto you. Well, years later, I encountered this stranger in Texas, and she told me, you're going to be working with Tyler Perry, and you're going to be working at Tyler Perry Studios in Georgia. And I'm like, okay, really, I am? And so I visited Tyler Perry Studios, and I went up to the lot, and I put my foot on it. And I said that scripture, wheresoever the sole of your foot shall tread, God will give unto you. And then sure enough, you know, literally to the day, I went to OWN 9/9/2011. And by 9/9/2014 was when our first episode was launching for the show.
That's just an amazing story.
Yeah.
With us on the program, Edwina Findlay Dickerson. She stars in If Loving You Was Wrong, Tyler Perry's hit drama series, fifth final season, Tuesdays 10 Eastern Pacific on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. And what, 4 years later, you're not only thinking about Oprah Winfrey in the network, you're getting emails from her. What was that like? You're working for Tyler Perry. You're getting emails from Oprah.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? One of the things that I've learned from both of them that is so beautiful. You know, it's like there are these incredible powerhouses, you know, who I think our perception of people who are rich and famous and wealthy and powerful is that they kind of live in their own kingdom, right? And,
yes.
And don't descend to the likes of us. But they are so the opposite. You know, the way that Oprah and Tyler honor people and make them feel so special. And when you're talking with both of them, it's like you're the only person in the room. And I feel like the way that they honor other people and how they lift people up has been so inspiring, so encouraging. And I've just taken so many notes from them. You know, they're so genuine. And I just hope to be half the people that they are when I grow up.
Well, you're well on your way to doing that. That's a great aspiration when you grow up. But don't ever grow up, okay? Just stay the way you are now. Yeah, and helping people.
I feel like you've mastered that, Rick.
I imagine, yes, I feel the same way, only I got a few more decades than you do, so I should grow up one of these days. My wife keeps waiting for this maturation to happen, and so far it hasn't. Abundant Life You, this is interesting. You mentioned that you were a dreamer. You're also a doer, and you're taking that knowledge and passing it on to other people. You took a year when you graduated from college, and you distinguished college career, NYU graduate. Talk about taking that year off, because that was almost what, like another year of college, and you spent this time putting a plan in place to get where you are today.
I did, and it's funny, I'm sitting right in front of my goals book, which has to be, I don't know, it's over 100 pages. And I created it when I was 23 years old, along with a vision book. So a lot of people have vision boards. I have a vision book. And between those two books, I mean, it literally took my life through 50 years. And I started at 23. And it's just amazing, amazing, amazing to see all the levels of manifestation that have happened. And one thing I realized is that part of it is spiritual, right? Part of it is really tapping into what is God's plan for your life. And then the other part of it is getting started and really getting specific, using every moment of your life to move you forward in your dreams and in your aspirations. You know, especially during this time, we're in this quarantine time right now, and a lot of people are just feeling bored. So, you know, we do all kinds of different things when we're bored, so to speak. But I just don't even believe in boredom. I feel like we're gifted with 24 hours in each and every day. How are we going to use those things in service to the world? And how are we going to use them in order to reach our highest potential? And so for the last over 10 years, myself and my team, we've traveled all over the country and even the world, really empowering people to do that and to live an abundant life. So, you know, for those who are interested in that, you know, they can reach out to me through my website, edwinafindley.com. Also on social media, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Edwina Findley, and on Facebook, Edwina Findley Dickerson. And of course, we have a website too, Abundant Life U. So I'm just really passionate about people living in the God dream that's over their lives. In fact, I was just offered a book deal and it's been working, you know, just really hard on getting these principles in the hands of people.
You know, it's interesting. I have about 30 seconds here, but you talk about so often people go into whatever line of work, in this case, show business, thinking I've made it, this is it. You say show business is 40% show and 60% business. So there's really a business aspect. You know, it's not just a craft, it's a business. Whatever we do, that's part of it, but it has to be a business as well, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, we created a whole program called Artist CEO to really help artists who are trying to get the business part off the ground. A lot of times, you know, we can sing for free and act for free, you know, somewhere. But it's like, what does that business part look like? We're all literally entrepreneurs, you know. But I'm excited. This is a great time, you know, especially now that all of us are quarantined. You know, it's a great time to share a little light, as we would say, at OWN, you know, and really make a difference. So I hope that everyone gets a chance to tune in to the show only on OWN.
Edwina Findley Dickerson has been our guest on the program. If Loving You Is Wrong, Tyler Perry's hit drama series, fifth and final season. It's moving rapidly. Don't get there at 10:01. Get there at 10 o'clock so you're ready to watch the entire episode. Tuesdays, 10 Eastern Pacific on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. Edwina, thank you for being on the program. Congratulations on all the success. Hopefully we'll stay in touch. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, This Week in America.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.